Adept was born out of the tsunami. Adept is the disaster management initiative of the National Lutheran Health and Medical Board led by Dr. K. M. Shyamprasad. When the tsunami struck, the National Lutheran Health and Medical Board was called in to render medical relief. The NLHMB has been rendering medical relief in disasters for more than 9 years. When NLHMB's team went in to set up the medical camp, they found that there was more psychological trauma than physical trauma in the tsunami-affected areas. Dr. Gautam Das was called in to set up a brief counseling project for the NLHMB, but soon they found that mere counseling was not enough and Adept was born. By January 11, 2005, Adept had set up the training of community counselors, a unique concept. The community counselor is a person from within the disaster-affected community who has already been working for the welfare of the community. Adept selects such people, gives them a crash course in community counseling, and sends them back to work within their community to provide solace to their fellow affected villagers. Within the first 1.5 months, Adept worked in close collaboration with the district government and administration. The first people to be trained were government teachers, voluntary health nurses, health inspectors. This was followed by church leaders, heads of community-based organizations, members of those organizations, women and youth leaders, college teachers and students. A total of 1,476 community counselors were trained over a period of 4 months. The impact was remarkable. Children recovered almost 100%. Among the women, there was 80% recovery, and the men also showed a remarkable recovery. At the end of 3 months, we realized that mere psychological trauma was not a problem. The second problem started showing up, and that was aid dependency. The community had become dependent on disaster relief. This was complicated by gender differences. Men were found to be emotionally stronger than women. Women had to take on a much greater responsibility than the men. These women, who were kept busy throughout the day, suddenly found that they had nothing to do. They were disappointed. They did not know how to manage their families. The entire social fabric was destroyed.
Adept then decided to go in for a long-term psychosocial intervention program called the Social Transformation Plan. The Social Transformation Plan has psychological, social, community development, education, and health components. It was kicked off by a needs analysis that was done in collaboration with the University of Madras. This was followed by an analysis of self-help groups.
The next stage was to develop the human resources necessary to run the program. Adept believes that the best resources are available within the community. The first step was to set up community support centers within the 51 affected villages of Cuddalore district. Community support leaders had to be trained. This was done in 2 stages. In each stage, 15 young educated women were selected from within the community and trained in various aspects. This includes community services, the need for community development, self-development, personality development, leadership skills, and basics of administration and financial management. In the first stage, 20 community support leaders were selected and 10 community support centers were set up. The community support leaders had the job of establishing a bridge between Adept and the community, educating and creating awareness among the women and adolescent girls, mobilizing youth and harnessing the resources from within the community.
எங்களுக்கு வந்து கம்யூனிட்டியில் போய் எப்படி எல்லாரையும் பேசுறது, அவங்க சுனாமி வந்தப்போ மனதளவில் நிறையா பாதிச்சிருப்பாங்க, அவங்கள எப்படி கண்டுபிடிக்கிறது, அவங்கக்கிட்ட எப்படி நம்ம போய் அவங்க குறைகள் எப்படி கேட்டு தெரிஞ்சுக்கிறது அப்படின்னு நிறைய ட்ரைனிங் கொடுத்தாங்க. அப்புறம் கம்ப்யூட்டர் ட்ரைனிங் கொடுத்துருந்தாங்க. சுனாமி வந்தப்போ ஹவுசஸுக்கு போயிட்டு அவங்க வீடு வீடாக போயிட்டு எப்படி இது பண்ணுறது அந்த மாதிரிலாம் நிறைய ட்ரைனிங் கொடுத்துருந்தாங்க.
The second stage was to train the youth. Young men and women were selected from within the community.
நாங்க வந்து ஃபீல்டுக்கு முதல்ல போன உடனே அங்க வந்து நாங்க என்ன செய்யணும்னா சுகாதாரத்தை வந்து மேம்படுத்தணும்னு நினைச்சோம். அதுக்கு வந்து அடலசன் கேர்ள்ஸ் தான் கரெக்டா இருப்பாங்கன்னு அவங்கள தேர்ந்தெடுத்து அவங்களுக்கு முதல்ல அவேர்னஸ் ட்ரைனிங் கொடுத்தோம். அதுல ஹைஜீன் அந்த மாதிரி தன் சுத்தம் புற சுத்தம் தன்னை எப்படி சுத்தமா வச்சுக்கணும் மற்றவங்களை எப்படி மற்றவங்கிட்ட போய் சுத்தமா இருங்கன்னு எப்படி சொல்லணும் அந்த மாதிரி ட்ரைனிங்லாம் அவங்களுக்கு முதல்ல கொடுத்தோம். அதுக்கப்புறமா வந்து அவங்களுக்கே வந்து லைவ்லிஹுட் ட்ரைனிங் தேவைப்பட்டுச்சு. அவங்களே பணம் சம்பாதிக்கிறதுக்கான ட்ரைனிங் தேவைப்பட்டதுனால கேண்டில் மேக்கிங் ட்ரைனிங் மஷ்ரூம் கல்டிவேஷன் ட்ரைனிங்லாம் கொடுத்தோம்.
The women were given training in various skills including beauty care, computer operations, pickle making, candle making, etc. Youth were trained in community-based disaster preparedness. So far, ADEPT has trained more than 1,000 youth leaders. While ADEPT was establishing its social transformation program in tsunami-affected Kadlo, the South Asia quake struck Kashmir on October 8, 2005. ADEPT immediately rushed in a medical team. ADEPT's medical team was probably the only team that has worked throughout the deep winter. So far, the team has treated more than 30,000 people in the quake-affected snowbound Kashmir. The program is still going on. ADEPT brought down a team of 10 youth from Kashmir. The youth from Kashmir met the youth from Kadlo. The Kashmiris learned how ADEPT establishes a social transformation. They then went back to Kashmir. Each Kashmiri youth with a mandate of training 50 young villagers, thereby creating a youth response team of 500 in the quake affected parts.
After reaching the Chennai, I visited Motakodu. Motakodu, the residing place. There they give us the training. After training, they want to tell us how it practically you can do in Kashmir as well. And we visited Kadalur. Now it was very surprised to me how people overcome the tsunami effect there, which they had struck it for last year. There I had seen the workshop, the girls manufacturing their candles and marketing themselves. Before they don't go outside, nowadays they go outside to market their product. This is very strong, very good. Now it is with the help of ADEPT, with their efforts, they put their extra efforts to there so that they can earn their livelihood.
While this was going on, the worst monsoon ever in South India struck. ADEPT's community development health team based at Kadlur undertook operations in 40 flood-affected villages. More than 30,000 people were treated in the flood-affected villages for waterborne, mosquito-borne diseases, respiratory infection, fever and other problems. ADEPT's community development team in Kadlo is a full-fledged medical clinic with a full-time team with doctors, nurses, fully equipped laboratory and pharmacy. Outpatient services have been provided on a regular basis. Outreach camps are done almost on a daily basis in all the 51 tsunami-affected villages in Cuddalore district. During the medical camps, in addition to medical treatment, villagers are educated on community health and sanitation. The outreach medical team work with adept community support leaders, youth response team members, adolescent girls being trained by ADEPT and community leaders to establish community health and sanitation program within 51 tsunami-affected villages in Cuddalore district. So far, ADEPT's medical team has treated more than 60,000 people in tsunami-affected areas. Disaster-affected communities are considered to have recovered once they have re-established their economic status. But ADEPT believes that every disaster is an opportunity for sustainable community development of the disaster-affected areas. This means that the community has to go beyond their regular income generation methods to enhance the income generation. With this in mind, ADEPT has established its Alternate Livelihood Program. This Alternate Livelihood Program endeavors to form women and youth and adolescent girls into self-help groups or cooperatives in order to come up with income generation methods that are in keeping with the local culture and occupation.
In just 1 year, ADEPT has amassed a wealth of experience in community counseling and social transformation. ADEPT now strives in two directions: sustainable development of disaster-affected communities and knowledge management.
To this end, ADEPT has now set up Community Research Education Information and Training Center called Credit Center in short. The Credit Center will be staffed with field experienced and social science professionals who will collate the data available with the disaster management community and the policy makers. ADEPT has already conducted 3 international workshops. The first in April 2005, Asia Pacific Congress on Disaster Mitigation. The second in August 2005, the Sri Lankan National Workshop on Transition from Relief to Recovery. And the third in February 2006, the International Seminar on Review of Interventions in Disaster 2005.
ADEPT's reports feature on the United Nations Office for Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs website, the Relief Web. The Credit Center will also provide training for disaster management professionals, government officials, and policy makers at all levels. Link hands with us. Together, we can bring about a paradigm shift in humanitarian assistance.